In the distant woods, covered in overgrowth and inaccessible, is the site of The Grove, Willie and Mary Jones's home. Built by 1765, during the Revolution, it is a large house with a central two-story section and two single-story wings, probably the first in the state of this tripartite type. The main building materials are well-traveled. First brought from England in 1740 by Jones's father for his home in the area, Jones reused them in this house. In 1781, it is surrounded by a grove of white oaks, hence the name. Behind it is a garden and what is reputed to be the largest racetrack in the state, perhaps extending into the field near you. In the back wall of the house, facing you, is an unusual and expensive semicircular bow window, out of which Jones can watch his horses being exercised. In the room on the other side of the window, a famous American may have gained his last name. According to the story, before Jones married, he came across a bereft young man outside a tavern in town who said he had no name and no home. Jones offered to take him in, and he moved into the grove for several months. A ship's captain, he had killed a mutinous sailor while in port in the West Indies, and his friends convinced him to flee. During his stay, the sailor received a commission in the new U.S. Navy through the efforts of Joseph Hughes. When he is ready to leave, Jones offers him money, but he refuses and asks instead for the right to adopt Jones's last name in appreciation for his help. Willie agrees, and the man becomes John Paul Jones, one of the greatest heroes in American naval history. Cornwallis uses the Grove as his headquarters while his army is here. Its camp probably lines Lower King Street and then runs along the creek below the right side of the modern fields. The 1918 source again repeats a story from an earlier one in which Patriot women again get the best of Tarleton. As before, believe the dialogue with caution. Mary has been forced to host the British officers for dinner one night, joined by her sister, Mrs. John Ash, no first name given. Willie, an NC delegate to the Continental Congress, is presumably in Philadelphia. Tarleton makes a crack about Continental Cavalry officer Colonel William Washington being illiterate. A distant cousin of George, Colonel Washington, was a key player in Tarleton's defeat at the Battle of the Cowpens in South Carolina. Tarleton also received a sword wound to his hand from Washington and was forced to make a rapid retreat. Mary supposedly retorts, looking at his scarred hand, "Colonel Tarleton, you know very well that Colonel Washington, if he can't write as well as some men, knows how to make his mark." Tarleton was known for his temper, but held it, snapping only that he would be happy to see Colonel Washington. Mrs. Ash comments, "If you had looked behind you at the Battle of Cowpens, Colonel Tarleton, you would have enjoyed that pleasure." Historians have said Willie Jones really controlled public affairs in North Carolina during the state's first decade. As the Revolution began, he was named by the Continental Congress as North Carolina's representative to its Commission for Native Affairs. The commission only managed one meeting with some of the Cherokee leaders in April 1776. That failed to prevent them from raiding the frontier starting the next month, as he predicted. Besides serving the Provincial Congress during the war, he led opposition to the U.S. Constitution in 1787, refused a seat in the U.S. Constitutional Convention, and opposed the first version at the State Convention in Hillsborough. It was approved by that convention the next year, after the Bill of Rights he was demanding had been promised. Near the home site is a small cemetery with only one grave marked. In it lies another Mary, the daughter of the Joneses, who died in 1791 at age 3. The house collapsed from neglect in the early 1900s. Archaeologists dug out the foundation and removed artifacts you can see at the Historic Site Visitor Center. Please follow the driving instructions under Resisting Tarleton and go to its audio clip.